The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now, in its 28th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
What is your favorite fall flavor? If you like apples, well, you exude positivity. Apples triggering relaxing alpha brainwaves that sparks optimism. This, according to smell and taste researcher Dr. Alan Hirsch, who we've had on the show some years ago. He's a neurologist and also a smell and taste researcher. What about maple? I love maple. You're an introspective giver. People who gravitate towards super sweet maple tend to be sweet themselves and deeply sensitive. Do you like pumpkin? Well, you're an artsy innovator. You have a rich imagination, says Dr. Hirsch. Typically favored by inventive, independent thinkers. Cinnamon? Well, you're an effervescent charmer. Just the scent of cinnamon is energizing, so you're likely extroverted and seek socially stimulating experiences. And ginger, my favorite herb, spice, and flower. You're a curious, free spirit with an open-minded worldview, says Dr. Hirsch. You believe adventure, both big and small, is the true spice of life. Well, so much for sweets and spice and everything nice. We have a nice show for you, and we appreciate you tuning in and being a part of our adventure here as we do it. It's a weekly adventure every year or every week on Good Health. We do it year after year, and we have everything you need to be healthy and happy, well, at least on the air. And we cover everything from medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, everything having to do with being a healthy person. Hey, welcome back to the program. It's hour number two of the healthiest 2 hours on radio, and I am your happy, humble health stylist host, David Snow, otherwise known as the Snowman, and we're here to keep you cool and healthy. And in this hour, no exception, we will have a doctor. Well, she's not a doctor. She is a nurse. She's a registered nurse as well as a nurse practitioner, Anne McCauley Leduc. She'll be with us talking about your personal health organizer, why you should have one, and what to include. If you already have one, what to make sure you have in that personal health organizer. You know, a lot of you have documented or detailed financial records, but what about your health records? Is your health documented as well as your wealth is? So we'll talk about that in just a few minutes, but first a few announcements and then on to our guest, Anne Leduc. All right, let's see. Let's go to... Should we go to the fitness file? Yeah, let's go to the fitness file. All right, chalk therapy. No, not chalk therapy. Rather, chalk therapy, as in chocolate. That's right. Guys, if you eat about an ounce of dark chocolate every day for just 2 weeks, you'll have lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol. This, according to the American Chemical Society, and they found that this works to help build muscle because... cortisol is what breaks down. It's a hormone that works in direct opposition to testosterone, which is your muscle-building hormone. So cortisol has the opposite effect. So if you want to build muscle easier, go dark chocolate, that is. And I always consume, 80% or higher. They recommend 70% or higher the cacao content of the dark chocolate. You know, dark chocolate, beware of the labels out there in the marketplace, because sometimes they're labeled dark chocolate and they might have, 50% dark chocolate. But you want to get as high a percentage as possible, 70, 80, 90% dark. By the way, the bittersweet or baking chocolate is 100% chocolate. There's no sugar added at all. So that would give you the 100%, but then it's too bitter for most people. So you maybe want to go 80 or 90. And you just need a small piece. You don't need a whole big bar. All right, walking the talk. The theory is if you have knee problems, you should probably take the golf cart instead of walking the course if you're a golfer. But it turns out that golfers with knee osteoarthritis should be walking, and it turns out they won't increase their pain or cartilage breakdown, this according to a paper from Northwestern University. In other words, if you don't use it, you lose it, and you want to give yourself more rounds in the future, so forget the carts. You know, that's where golf courses, by the way, make most of their money, is the golf course or golf cart rentals. Ever wondered, or you've heard of the term fit as a fiddle, ever wondered where it came from? Well, in one form or another, the stringed fiddle was popular in England nearly 1,000 years ago. Sizes and shapes varied, as did the number of strings and length of strings. But all early fiddles were handmade, and most were used in rural settings. Now, the listeners, as well as the players, knew when the tension of the strings was not right or when the instrument was warped. Only an undamaged one that was properly adjusted was in top shape or fit to use with an audience. Hundreds of years later, a person in vigorous good health is still said to be as fit as a fiddle. Well-tuned and undamaged, that is. So that's where fit as a fiddle came from, in case you're wondering. Hey, the best time to take whey, there's a right way and a wrong way. I'm talking about whey, the whey protein or milk protein, which a lot of you use for muscle building or appetite suppression or just as a protein supplement. But this is interesting. People who took whey with their main meals, 54% of the people had less body weight, 94% increased their lean muscle mass, and 87% of the people were more likely to lose fat mass. On the other hand, this is shocking, because a lot of you bodybuilders or gym rats, you'll have the whey right after the workout, or you use it as a snack between meals. But people who took whey as a snack between meals, 72% were more likely to see increases in total body weight, 90% of them were less likely to see increases in lean body mass, and 59% were less likely to see reductions in body fat. So turns out the latest research shows that, and this is in Nutrition Reviews, it might make you think twice take the whey either right before or right after workout. Take it instead with your next meal or your last meal. All right? All right. In matters of sexual health, let's talk about sexual vitality. Five kinds of food to put you in the mood. One is saffron. That's not a common food. It's more of a spice, of course, and it's an expensive spice. In fact, it's the most expensive spice, which is why there's not a lot of it around. It's kind of rare. Something like 40,000 crocus flowers to make 1 ounce of saffron. Historically, it's been used as an aphrodisiac. In one study, women who suffered from low libido as a result of taking antidepressants showed increased arousal and lubrication, as well as decreased pain and improvement in sexual function after taking saffron. Now, you have to take enough of it. So, here's another study. In men who took 200 milligrams per day of saffron for 10 days, that's not a long period of time, had improvements in symptoms of erectile dysfunction. But again, it's hard to get high quality, and you got to pay for it. I mean, it's not going to be cheap. So, but for just passing that on for what it's worth, it may do the trick. Oysters, of course, you've long heard about oysters as an aphrodisiac, long considered to be one. It's the richest dietary source of zinc, richest food source of zinc. And that is necessary for healthy testosterone levels, as well as zinc's been shown to help improve sexual performance, so especially in men. But you don't have to take, you don't have to eat oysters and risk foodborne illness to get zinc. There's zinc supplements or other things, other foods that are also rich in zinc. Tuna. Tuna is one of the foods that can put you in the mood. That's because it's loaded with omega-3s, which we talked a lot about here over the past 28 years. It's shown to increase levels of dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter that increases your sexual motivation and performance. And then chocolate, which I just mentioned a few minutes ago, rich source of phenylethylamine, or PEA, which is the it's a compound or chemical that releases the causes the release of endorphins and can stimulate sexual desire. One study, in fact, women who ate dark chocolate on a regular basis enjoyed a desired desired sex more than those who did not eat dark chocolate. Right? Just make sure you don't go overboard, and because chocolate is rich in calories, and if you eat too much, you'll get fat, and that's kind of an anti-aphrodisiac or an anaphrodisiac, being overweight. One more food to put you in the mood, and that is pomegranates. Those are pomegranates, and that's traditionally associated with fertility. In fact, in classical mythology, Aphrodite, the Greek goddess of love, first planted the she was credited with planting the first pomegranate tree. But studies show that pomegranates are rich in antioxidants and support blood flow that can improve ED in men and also lower cortisol levels. So there you go. All right, so much for sexual health. Let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy and round things off. Let's see a few quotes for you. Home, we talked about this last hour with Patsy McCandless. Home is where the Wi-Fi connects automatically. No. You want to disconnect the Wi-Fi. My joints go out more than I do. Oh, that's I can relate to that. Yep. Let's see what else. A new study suggests that drinking beer prolongs your life. Looks like I'm going to be immortal. That's on a T-shirt. Okay, let's see. And speaking of beer, number one on my bucket list is to fill my bucket with beer. No, that's terrible. Okay, what else? I've taken up photography because it's the only hobby where I can shoot people and cut their heads off without going to jail. Okay, a couple others here. I came, I saw, I made it awkward. Stop petting my peeves, my pet peeves. Let's see. I like this one. You've heard of multitasking, which everybody does these days. I'm multi-slacking today. Yes. If you want to be multi-slacking, just do it on the weekends. And finally, I ran two times today. First, I ran out of beer. Then I ran out and got more. All right, that's it for the Funny Bone Pharmacy. When we come back from this brief break, we'll have Anne McCauley-Leduc talking about different points to make sure you have on a personal health organizer. We'll talk about birth all the way to your senior years, and we'll talk about health maintenance, all the different sections that you should have listed in a if you have your own personal health organizer, which we hope you do. Some quick reference lists, some health issues. You know, you want to list all the health issues that you have, as well as family history, genetic predispositions, and kind of a table of contents. So we'll have a lot more information to come here for your good health on Dr. Health. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you five dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at EmeraldHealthBio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
This is Anthony Hopkins with an important message about cancer prevention and treatment. Did you know that the right foods can help prevent this frightening disease? New studies show that fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods reduce the risk of certain cancers, and they may even improve survival. Visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. Brought to you by The Cancer Project, a non-profit organization advancing cancer prevention and survival.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just two capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals six capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
Just be healthy, be Dr. Health Radio healthy. For almost 30 years, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, so you can have more energy, avoid illness, and live longer and happier. Now, back to staying cool and healthy with the snowman, David Snow, on Dr. Health Radio.
Hey, we hope you're feeling good out there in Radio Land. We are feeling good here on Dr. Health Radio. It's the Snowman with you, keeping you cool and healthy. It's the Cure for the Common radio show, and it's your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. Let's talk about how moms multitask while cooking. 73% watch TV at the same time. I guess most homes now have a TV in the kitchen, don't they? 62% talk on the phone while cooking, 38% work on the computer, that's interesting, while they're cooking, and 36% clean the kitchen, 23% entertain kids while they're cooking. Talking about multitasking, maybe the entertainment is the cooking for the kids. Anyway, speaking of cooking, as I mentioned a little earlier, next week in the 10 o'clock hour of this show, which is right now, we will, 9 o'clock for other markets, but we will be featuring a registered dietitian to discuss cooking to prevent cancer. What are the best foods to eat for a cancer-free lifestyle? And also, if you've already had cancer or have it now, what kind of diet should you follow? We'll give you all kinds of tips and meal and recipe ideas with our registered dietitian, Sally Peckstein, on next program's or next week's program, 168 hours from right now. In the meantime, though, in this hour of the program, we have Anne McCauley-Leduc. She is a registered nurse as well as a nurse practitioner and has over 40 years of experience. She's retired now, but is taking it upon herself to making it a point to make sure that everyone has a personal health organizer, just as they have a personal financial plan and personal wealth records. You want to have personal health records as well. And we welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Anne. How the health are you?
Oh, David, hello. I am healthy, healthy, healthy.
All right. Healthy, happy, and terrific. Okay. Nice to hear. I like that enthusiastic voice. You know, your enthusiasm defies your years. I know I have an idea on how old you might be. I think you're in your middle earlies, aren't you?
Dream on.
But you really are spunky for your age, so to speak. And so let's talk first about the percentage of people that don't have accurate medical records. What, have you done any surveys on that, or are there surveys out there that have revealed just how many people are going recordless, if you will?
Well, I have not done a survey, and I doubt there are surveys, because it's an unspoken item.
Mm.
Everyone I've spoke to never thought about it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, gee, I never thought about that, they'd say. Or what a great idea. So you think about it maybe when you're in a crisis and need something, and then you quickly forget. And it's so important, David. So we need a study maybe, but instead of that, let's just go on a campaign and everybody take charge of their health, and let's write our medical history and take and be responsible.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Now you've been a nurse for 4 decades. What do you see as the main advantage to having a your records in order versus not having any medical records or history when a patient comes in? What have you seen some of the consequences to be when, say, somebody doesn't have an accurate picture for the doctor or medical professional to present to them, so that they have, sometimes if it's an ER situation or something that they need, where they need their information at their fingertips, they don't have it, and the consequences can be serious or even grave as a result of that.
Oh, sure. Well, I can tell you that personally, I've come across a need myself. I'm unorganized, number one. And
you admit that on the air? Oh, my gosh.
Right on the air. Yes. I had 3 little pamphlets with stickies all over them and papers thrown in, and I was a mess.
Mm.
And I go to a doctor's office and try to check off the boxes on the forms we have to fill out and strain my brain to remember everything and the dates. And I knew I needed a system. Then my husband had a bad accident during Hurricane Irene, and he ended up in a trauma unit.
Oh.
At the major medical hospital. Yep. And gosh, I'd been up over 24 hours, and
wow,
I was an emotional mess because he had paralysis.
Oh my gosh. Hmm.
And I had to try to explain to the doctors what his medical history was, because there was none available. He hadn't been at that hospital. The doctor's offices weren't open to call. And quite frankly, they rarely take the time anyway. So they looked to me for his medical history, being his wife, and they kind of expected it because I was a nurse practitioner.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I froze. And at that moment, I knew I needed a cheat sheet for him. And mm-hmm. That's why I wrote a cheat sheet.
Right, and we should say that your book is not out yet, but we'll give out your information if people want to
Sure. Get
on the list,
yes.
And then we'll
yep.
also give people ideas to make their own book their own guide if they choose to
Sure.
do it themselves.
Yep.
I mean, we're not just trying to sell a book. I mean, we're
Absolutely.
Just trying to raise people's awareness of the fact that they should have these records, whether it's something they create themselves or from another source, and then fill in the blanks, so to speak. But
yep.
Now, did your husband have a pre-existing condition that the doctors needed to be aware of?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, several. And
most people do. If you live long enough, you're going to have pre-existing
yes.
conditions.
Oh, yes.
I mean, everybody
oh, yes.
eventually comes down with something that's chronic.
Yep.
Even the healthiest people, have. I mean, you're only as strong as your weakest link, and everybody has, genetic or lifestyle-related or caused weaknesses as
yep.
time goes on, whether it's self-inflicted or just from Father Time. People, it's kind of like the health insurance or Obamacare. Obamacare.
That's what I call it.
they say, well, you can't have a pre-existing condition, or some of the controversy on healthcare, the different political bills. But everybody has a pre-existing condition, be it obesity or the sedentary lifestyle. The risk factors is what I'm talking about, and whether it's pre-diabetes. Metabolic syndrome, and of course that's a whole other show, and I'm getting off on a tangent, but I just wanted to illustrate the fact that pre-existing conditions, that's a loaded question if you ever thought of one.
Yes. And David, the medical system now, it's kind of a mess. You have to advocate for yourself.
No question.
You have a doctor for every body part.
Mm-hmm.
Your PCP,
right.
They're overloaded. There's only so much time you get in the office.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And the computer system was going to tie everything together really did not turn out that way.
Mm-hmm.
So the access between doctors isn't there.
And people thinking that they're putting all their information in, all my information is in the cloud. It's fine and it's fail-safe. They're living on
on
a cloud,
cloud,
I think. Yeah. Well, it's not cloud nine, it's another cloud. I mean, they have a cloudy sense of reality if they think that nothing's going to ever happen to that, be it getting deleted or getting into the wrong hands the wrong people have that information. But that's a whole other program as well. But let's talk about why you should have it at your fingertips in hard copy form, not just in an electronic form.
Well, if you're at a place and the computers go down.
Exactly, right.
Exactly. And if you go to a doctor or an emergency room, if you're traveling, they are not going to have access.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking to you for the answers. So if you have it all in a book or whatever your system is, and you bring it with you, bring it to everywhere you go, you'll get in the habit of that, and then you have that information. You never know what's going to happen.
That's
you
true.
You never know. Yep. Yeah. Yeah,
especially during times of disasters or emergency situations, because that's when you're most likely to have power failures and things like that that affect electronic records. It's kind of like for storms and power outages and everything. You always have flashlights. You don't think that the electricity is never going to go out, because eventually. It does, in one way or another, whether it's from, nature and caused disasters or man-made electrical malfunctions, et cetera. And so I'm just using that as an analogy. You want the backup, and the backup, similar to how a flashlight would be a backup if your electricity goes out, you need light. So it is with personal records. You need a hard copy in addition to the electronic medical records, the EMRs that people so often over depend on. And then when something happens, they're in a lurch.
Yep. And you can't always trust your memory. As I showed.
What?
But,
hey.
We forget. Even you younger people forget.
you can forget key health facts as easy as you forget your keys. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's unfortunately true. But people think, I'll remember that. And then I don't have to write it down. And of course, that the things that you don't write down are the things that you forget. So, that's for sure. Now, speaking of writing down, what should people write down? We'll in the second half of this program, I want to go step by step, because you have a lot of great great points and sections in your upcoming book. And by the way, what is going to be the title of the book?
It's called A Personal Health Organizer.
Okay.
It's the main title. The subtitle would be Your Medical and Dental History, Birth Through Life.
I like that, birth through life instead of birth through
life.
Death. Yeah, okay.
Yes, well, my husband wanted womb to tomb, but I said, I don't think so.
From your first cry to your last sigh. How's that?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I love that.
Hey, yes. Anne, can you stay with us? We just need to take a bottom hour station break, and we'll be back with you in just a minute or so. All right. We're talking to Anne McCauley-Leduc on personal health records, medical records, and we have much more information to come. Also, a little later in the program, Dick Allgaier's health report. Stay tuned for that and much more information for your good health. So don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of master supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grass, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Nine out of ten doctors recommend Dr. Health Radio to their patients who listen to talk radio. Ask your doctor if Dr. Health is right for you. David Snow in your radio. Hey, no texting, tweeting, or Twittering here. Just talking, thank you. We're talking today with Anne McCauley-Leduc, talking about your personal health and medical records, how to compile them and organize them into an understandable form. And we welcome her back to the program. Now, Anne, have you, being a nurse as you have been for the last 40 years or so, have you ever heard of someone with multiple body piercings and tattoos saying, "I'm afraid of shots"? Isn't that something?
Yeah, I know. No, I haven't, but...
Oh, okay. I mean, there are people out there like that, you know? They get all these piercings and tattoos,
yes,
and then...
they do.
Oh, no, I'm afraid of needles. I don't do shots or injections.
Yes, good point, though.
Well, I'd like to think that this show is a painless injection of health information, and it doesn't cost anything, no insurance required, and the best part of all is you don't have to pull down your pants or take off your clothes for this painless injection of health information. So anyway, moving right along. Yes. We don't like pain. And if people are in chronic pain, that's not a good thing, but it should be something that should be noted in some health records or whatever medical records that they choose to give their doctor so that the doctor has a heads up on their particular conditions. Let's talk about, well, first of all, the first section of your book, you talk about birth and adoption and the early years, you know, your stats, your weights and height and everything and your newborn concerns and so on. And then section two, you have things on medications and immunizations, allergies and congenital conditions, things like that. And then health maintenance. Let's get into this in detail. Now, you talk about different screenings, such as colorectal cancer screening and, of course, cholesterol and diabetes and the other main risk factors. Tell us what should be in that section of a personal health record.
Well, basically, people start the screenings at different ages, depending on their family history or their pre-existing conditions.
And, you know, I always, if I could just interject here, sure. I always tell people, well, mainly friends of mine and relatives, I say, look, get, and this is irrespective of their age, but get your numbers or get the tests done. Even if there's nothing happening right now, such as testosterone, let's take that as an example. That way you have a reference point, say if you're 40 years old. If you are 50 and you start having symptoms and, you know, say you have a test then and you take it and you have something to compare it to. You have a reference. If you don't have a former value or a test done, you have no way of knowing whether you had always had a low reading on that particular test or if it drastically changed over the last year or decade. And so it really gives you kind of a timeline or marker, and then you can establish a pattern or graph over a period of years and decades as you live longer and longer. And you can see either it's a gradual decline in certain biomarkers or blood tests, or if it's maintained, or if there's some drastic changes, which can alert you to something happening in your body.
That's exactly right, David. You need the baselines.
Yeah.
And, yep, your provider will determine when your baseline will be. And so, for example, the dreaded colonoscopy that everybody gets.
Just bend over and relax.
And relax. Yeah, the test is nothing, but the prep will kill you.
Yeah, right.
But 50 is usual age, but if someone has a history, they're going to start at 40.
Right.
So it depends on each patient, and it's you document when you have it so that you don't want to have it earlier. So you put it in your book or your method of keeping track of everything,
right.
And then you'll know when you're due, and you'll know when you had it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
and that goes for the diabetes screenings, cholesterol, colorectal screening. Yep, it's actually also for mammograms and pap smears.
Now, as a nurse, and of course, when people go to their doctor, they're going to ask about family history. And then if you have had a family history of diabetes or colon cancer or some of the other serious diseases, then they're going to tell you, hey, you need to get tested twice as frequently, or depending on the test that you're mm-hmm. talking about, you might have to have it more frequently than the average person out there.
Yes, right? That's right. And start testing earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where family history is really, really important.
Yeah,
Knowing your family history. Yeah.
Okay. Let's shift gears and talk about quick reference lists that you talk about, the medical conditions and surgeries and hospitalizations that you've had, or maybe traffic accidents or different procedures, be it hysterectomy or vasectomy, or
yep.
you know, depending on the what gender you are and what you've gone through in the past, or and then there are preemptive procedures such as Angelina Jolie. She had double mastectomy, right?
Bilateral.
Yeah. And because of,
yep.
of the history of, which I think is ludicrous, but that's another program. Even though her mother and grandmother, I believe, had breast cancer. Is that correct?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
she wanted to prevent it. She might have had the gene
right.
test
yeah.
for now and wanted to
Right. So anyway, that needs to be put into the quick reference lists and the notes so that doctors can see at a glance that you have had those done in the past, and that might be indicative of something happening in the future. Also, in another section of your upcoming book, Personal Health Organizer, there's a section for x-rays and EKGs and lab tests, other diagnostics. Talk about that if you would.
Sure. Yep. These are things that you forget. You forget the dates. And if you're sick, if you go in with a cough and you're questioning pneumonia and want to do an x-ray, we're going to ask, when was your last chest x-ray? Who knows? Who remembers?
Yeah.
So then you'd look up the date. And if you're really ill and you're getting scans, MRIs, and ultrasounds, people, they want to know, providers want to know when your last one was. Mm-hmm. And you want to know. You want to know. And then you also want to know the results. You keep track of your results of all these in your book or my book because it matters. We're keeping track of ourselves as well as helping our providers take better care of us.
Now, if somebody were putting their book together on their own instead of buying a book such as the one that you're going to be offering, how would they do it? Would it be kind of a loose leaf folder? Would that be the best way so that you could add and subtract information as time goes on? Or how would you organize it?
Yes, but I would say that the final product is for major medical problems and you need another notebook for routine visits. So if you go to the doctor and you take a few notes and uh-huh. your weight's up or down, you're not going to put that in your book.
Right.
You're going to look to the fact that you have a medical problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because down the road, it's the major medical things that you're going to be interested in, not the details of every visit for every doctor, that it's important in that day. But down the road, it isn't.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's funny. And I recently had a doctor's appointment a week before last. And I always tell people to always write down your questions, and then you'll have the paper, and then you'll remember them, because otherwise you forget them.
Right.
When you get to the office, it's like a deer in the headlights.
You just said, David, forget. Did you hear that?
Now, let me tell you, I walk into the doctor's office, and I thought, my God, there was just one question, and I forgot what it was because I didn't write it down, and so I wasn't taking my own advice. And so,
I know.
Of course, when I left,
forget.
I remember. You know, as soon as you leave an area that you need to remember it, when you leave that appointment, then that's when you remember, and then you call back. But it's better to have yourself armed with the information and the question or the point that you want to get across to the doctor or practitioner.
Yes, exactly. So that would be in your little notebook that you take with you, all mm-hmm. your questions, and write down any instructions for yourself for follow-up. And the next time you go, you'll ask more questions and more follow-up. And that's important. It's important for us to take charge. But in the long run, the big book people would put together would have the major issues, such as instead of you wouldn't record every single blood pressure in your major book. You
right.
put that in your little notebook. But in your big book, you're going to put the date that you were diagnosed with hypertension, mm-hmm. high blood pressure, and what's the treatment? You started on the meds.
Ah, right. And listing all the meds, too, that you're on, because people forget, you know, there's polypharmacy, and the average person over the age of 65 is on, what, a half a dozen drugs. And
yep.
so you forget either the drug itself, or if you remember the drug, you might forget the dosage and the fact that your doctor reduced or increased the dose over the last 2 years or whatever the time frame was. And
yep.
so that's all important information, because it could be that with lower kidney and liver function, which everybody suffers or it's just a consequence of aging, you know, as you get older, your doctor might have to titrate down the doses or the potencies of the drugs that you're taking. And hopefully you don't have to take drugs for that long-term period of time to where, you know, you don't have to be on drugs. But if you are, then it's something to be aware of, that you want to make sure that you record not only the drug but also the potency and you know whether it's been increased or decreased over the years. Now, one last question before we go to Dick Allgaier's health report. That's our last break of the hour, and that is, what's your reaction as a nurse of 40 years to people going to Dr. Google for their health information? I know that you know it can be valuable, yes. But Dr. Google is not the be-all, end-all information source, that's for sure.
You just said it. You just said it. It can be a start, and then you would take any questions or information to your primary care physician or whoever you're seeing for clarification or a little additional information. But it is a good start, and I like to hear that people do that because it means they're interested and they're starting to take charge of their health.
Interesting.
Yeah, but you have to be careful because everything you read on the internet isn't true. But that's why then you follow up with your doctor or nurse practitioner or your PA for the real truth.
Yeah, you know, I read a quote by Abraham Lincoln recently, and he said that quotes on the internet are not always accurate. Anyway, okay.
Smart guy.
You know, that's just as an illustration of the fact that, you know, your point and mine exactly is that people take the internet as gospel, and it's not always the case. Okay, when we come back, Anne, I want to ask you about specific health issues. You have a very, very organized compilation of issues, everything from abdomen and bites. It's all alphabetized, blood disorders, blood pressure problems, and then all the way down to substance abuse and thyroid issues and weight management and other health problems. And then we'll talk about women's and men's health, as well as dental records and family history and more as we talk about organizing your personal health and medical records with Anne McCauley-Leduc. And again, we'll give out her information to contact her when her book does come out. It's not out yet, but it will be in the near future, and we'll have more information on that. But stay tuned now for this week's health report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier.
Loneliness is felt most intensely by young people, according to the largest survey, which found that turning to Facebook does not help. 16 to 24-year-olds experience loneliness more often than any other age group. 2 out of 5 in this age group reported feeling lonely often or very often, compared to only 29% of people aged 65 to 74. Lonely people have more Facebook friends than those who do not. Cutting back on screen time along with the right amount of sleep and physical activity is linked to improvements in cognition among children, a study suggests. This study was funded by the National Institutes of Health. It focused on children 8 to 11. The study says kids need more sleep, more exercise, and less time in front of a screen. A bill that will regulate the minimum seat size on U.S. passenger airplanes is unlikely to lead to more legroom or elbow room for cramped flyers. A bill in the Senate funds the FAA agency for 5 years and sets other travel measures. The new rules require a minimum standard based on a safety review. That's the catch. They're just concerned about getting out of the tiny seats. I think we should boycott all airlines. Seriously, we should boycott airlines. It's just inhumane, the seats in economy. Want to see more? Visit my YouTube channel, Crypto Viewing. Thank you, David Snow, for letting me plug my YouTube channel, Crypto Viewing. That's this week's health report.
Do you own a dog or a cat? Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strains. For more serious applications, there's the Instant Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic Noni. ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
Dr. Health Radio, brought to you by Hawaiian Organic Noni, the makers of Noni Fruit Leather and Noni Lavender Lotion. Discover the healing power of Noni at realnoni.com. Also by Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company featuring safe and effective phytocannabinoids without the controversial cannabis. And by Master Supplements, the creators of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. More information at Theralac.com.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. A reminder, next week we'll have an anti-cancer or cancer-free lifestyle. We'll talk about cooking for the holidays and how to keep it healthy so that if you want to avoid cancer or if you already have it, we'll talk about the best foods to eat if you have had cancer or currently are in treatment. We'll have a registered dietitian, Sally Peckstein, on in this hour of the program next week, so be sure to join us for that. Of course, all of our regular features as well on next week's program. And a reminder, if you want to get a double dose of good health information or miss any part of the morning show, our show does rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now, or you can always go to drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com, where we podcast all the previous shows. All right, continuing our conversation with Anne McCauley-Leduc. Anne, before we run out of time, let's talk about how people can get the upcoming book, which is not yet out, but soon to be out. Can they get put on a waiting list or of some kind?
Well, they could email me on my home email, and I can give that. And then when the book comes out, I will email them back that it's available and where to get it.
And please let us know, too, so we can announce that for you.
Sure.
Okay, what's your email?
It's a.mccauley.leduc, so I'll spell it. a.mccauley.leduc@charter.net.
All right. Okay. Good deal. Okay. Let's talk about some health issues that people have. We spend a whole hour talking about these in detail, but basically, you have in one of your sections in the upcoming book, you have health issues. So people should write down or a list, the things they have, such as blood pressure problems, which you alluded to earlier, bones and joints and muscle disorders, orthopedics, and if they've had cosmetic procedures, and eyes and feet and hearing, and you know, all the body parts.
Yes.
And then also the different treatments they've had, whether they've had been in therapy or had naturopathic procedures, you know, alternative health procedures, that is, whether it be at acupuncture and chiropractic, et cetera, and if they've had a stroke or pre-existing condition, if they've had substance abuse. Now, this is a huge problem, and I know as a nurse, you must have seen a lot of this in your practice with drug addiction, not only opioids, but there's a lot of other things, although opioids are the main cause of death from drug overdoses. 72,000 people, I just read, are killed every year from drug overdoses, most of those being opioids. So that's a huge problem. Any thoughts on the opioid epidemic right now?
Oh, it is a big problem. There's a fine line between you have to treat the patient for their pain,
right,
and it getting out of control and
no
you
question.
Become addicted.
Right.
And I think it's multifaceted.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is each individual. The best thing is don't start.
that's for sure, yeah.
You know, it really is. And
but sometimes it's because of the doctor's prescription, and they're just taking it for the pain, and then they don't realize they're addicted until when they don't have it. Then it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, I can't survive without this, even though they weren't taking it for the drug effect. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it was just they can't feel normal without it. So a lot of people get seduced into or they unknowingly get addicted to it versus a lot of people, of course, also consciously crave more or want that that high that that they get from it. Now, let's shift gears and talk about men's and women's health. You have a section on that as well, you know, breast problems, menstrual cycle difficulties, gynecological issues. And then, of course, there's family planning and birth control and fertility and then pregnancy and so on. And then with men, reproductive and sexual health issues, as well as prostate problems, which every man's going to have if they live long enough. And then you have a section on STDs for both men and women. So those are all important points to put in a personal health organizer, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, they are. Yep. Yep. And you know what, David, could I go back to the substance abuse?
Yeah. Sure, please.
I think the campaign that the country is in now of awareness, so that if somebody starts to take a drug for bone pain, you have a fracture, and awareness, be aware that it could become a problem. Watch yourself, keep in contact with your doctor over it, and hopefully not get addicted. It's a problem for the medical profession to deal with, the government, the pharmacy system, the whole system, and each individual. So it's awareness on all those levels that hopefully will help this issue. Not one person's to blame. It's not a blame thing. It's a let's move forward and be aware and let's get over this crisis.
That's good advice indeed. Thank you, Ann, for interjecting
that.
Now, we just have a minute or so left, so just to cover the other sections in your book, you have a dental section, which everybody should have because we spend 10% of our healthcare dollars on dentistry. Family history, you know, medical conditions and various genetic tendencies and things like that. And then a directory in the last section of your book where you list healthcare providers, or people should list their own healthcare providers, as well as hospitals, clinics, doctors' phone numbers, insurance companies. You know, sometimes they're covered for certain procedures with this company, and then the other procedures or other body parts have a different policy, if you will, you know, just like you have different possessions with different insurance policies. It's the same with different body parts sometimes. I mean, you know, you have and I think this has always been ludicrous, that there are healthcare policies very comprehensive, and yet they don't cover eyes and teeth.
I know, the basics.
The basics.
I know.
So, you know, like
hearing.
Hearing. Yeah, yeah.
Hearing.
Speaking of hearing, I hear the music in the background, and that means we're out of time.
And
please give us a heads up when your book does come out, and we'll have you on again, and we'll mention the contact information to get the copy of the Personal Health Organizer. Thank you so much. And Macaulay LeDuc for being with us. All the best.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Best of luck to you. And here we go with another edition of the program. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Dr. Health Radio. Until then, thanks for joining us, and join us again next week. Until then, aloha. Have a healthy week.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.